T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prolapse. Is that this one? Is that the name of the band? Or no?
The look on your face is what made it great.
Prolapse?
It sounds like this would be the name of the band is Prolapse.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
All right. What is this?
It's another one you've heard of.
It's not Pantera or it's not Metallica. So I'm really running out of bands here because it doesn't sound like Megadeth either. I remember. Okay. I know this is not right, but it's close. Spatula.
Sepultura?
That's it!
For the radio audience, Dusty is literally biting his finger going, oh!
I don't know! I did not know the word. I just remember the first time
spatula.
The first time that you said it, I was like, did he just say spatula?
Spatula, opening for a rolling pin.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Okay. So this is Spatula. All right. Metal Monday, everybody. Let's do this. All right. We were talking earlier about preseason week one. Injuries kind of down across the board. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, even though like you have all of these reports coming out of like Sean McVay saying, yeah, we don't have any running backs. Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers are dealing with soft tissue stuff, so we're not going to play them until they're fully back. But we saw in the Seahawks preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's the Steelers, that both Geno Smith and Drew Lock getting their run, and boy, you sure could tell the buzz about Drew Lock and why it does seem like he is ahead of the game, ahead of the curve when it comes to Geno Smith.
It's not a sharp curve. It's a rounded country curve where you can see over the top. There's no blind spots in it.
Both weren't terrible. I mean, they weren't bad.
They're efficient.
No,
they were just fine, but there was nothing spectacular.
Geno Smith went 10 for 15, 101 yards, mm-hmm. No touchdowns, no picks, got sacked once. Meanwhile, Drew Lock, 11 of 15, 102 yards. So their yards per attempt is about
the same.
But he had two touchdowns, mm-hmm. And he just looked like when you watch the game, you go,
you just feel it.
I know Drew Lock can do more,
yeah.
Right? So here's what Pete Carroll had to say about his quarterbacks after the game.
Both quarterbacks were efficient. Really, Geno could have been 10 for 10. You know, he had two drops and Noah's got to stay in bounds on the ball on the sidelines, and he hits them all. And we moved the ball around pretty good with Drew also. So can't wait to get after the film and all that.
But what happened is probably, one, it's the reason why he's a castaway in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it is the one thing that you absolutely cannot do with Pete Carroll under any circumstance. He fumbled.
Yep.
He fumbled in a critical time.
Can't lose the ball.
And that
2-minute drill fumble.
Yikes.
Because he's got the small hands, smells like cabbage. But this is what Geno plays the brand. And I understand why there is more here, right? You can watch and you can say, all right, which quarterback has got that it factor, right? And I'm not saying it's the same it factor as Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert or Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
But an it factor.
It's an it factor.
We'll go with tears.
Not
and
the.
We're down some tears.
Yeah, there's a difference between an it and the it.
He can make plays. Drew Lock can make plays. And they're going to be plays that...
Go with the Dan Lanning example, the explosive plays.
Yes, and he can give you some plays where it's going to be boom, but sometimes it's going to bust out. And it busted out on the final drive. Where he gets sacked and fumbles and, well, whatever. Geno Smith, though, his performance, 10 for 15, 101 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles either. risk averse.
It's very much what we're seeing in Carolina between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. It's the exact same situation.
It is what Pete Carroll wants. And it's to the point where the risk aversion for Geno Smith, his longest pass completion was a check down to a back out of the backfield who got loose and got a few yards.
Yeah.
That is what Pete Carroll wants.
Pete Carroll loves that.
Yes, and that's what you're going to get.
And that's why for all of the Lock looks better stuff, I keep going with, they could still go Geno.
Yeah.
They could still go Geno. It's not for all of Twitter, all of Seahawks Twitter, be like, oh no, Lock, I know he screwed up, but he looked better. But like, Geno didn't make mistakes.
Man.
Pete hates mistakes.
It will be very frustrating for Seahawk fans to go through, because this is what, if you're going to be a team where it's a rebuild that they're going through,
go with the risk.
For fans, you would rather have the boom or bust guy that at least makes it exciting.
Because even the bust can be exciting.
This one, it's way more exciting because the boom isn't going to be that great. But the Geno Smith, it could be a boring year. And that's what I would, if I'm a fan of the Seahawks, and you're just going,
what are you tuning in for?
Give me some fireworks.
Because Geno, you're not worried. I mean, to be honest, you're not really worried about either one's development because neither one is the answer long term. But you can get a little more of the explosive plays both for you and against you with Drew Lock. And honestly, the risk aversion seems to conflict with what the Seahawks are attempting to do, which is tank. And if you're going to tank, yeah, you might win a game here or there, but you're also more likely to lose games that maybe you should have won.
If you just have that guy who's willing to do it.
I'm being real.
Yep. Well, they made the trade. I think this is going to be the difference. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he's coming to Seattle. He's going to be that one guy that unlocks it all.
That's Drew Lock's guy?
No, it's Geno Smith's guy. It'll make him the guy you can check down to.
Hey, listen.
Big, tall guy.
Totally derailing.
Yep.
But,
by the way, they traded him for Ugo Amadi.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.